الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: وما كان لنبي أن يغل ومن يغل يأتي بما غل يوم القيامة ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. أفمن اتبع رضوان الله كمن باء بسخط من الله ومأواه جهنم وبئس المصير هم درجات عند الله والله بصير بما يعملون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in Ghazwa-i Badr, in the Battle of Badr, after the Muslims won this battle, and when it came to the time of distributing the Mali Ghanimat, the booty, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam distributed the spoils of war. After that, some munafiqeen made some comments, some bad remarks regarding one particular item that was missing, and it was one red velvet, qatifatun hamra, fuqidat, which was missing on that day. So some munafiqeen said that perhaps Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took it away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stole it. فَأَكْثَرُوا فِي ذَلِكَ. And then they kept on saying that. They said it a few times. They said it a couple of times. Until this verse was revealed. وَمَا كَانَ لِنَبِيٍ أَن يَغُلْ. No prophet can defraud any person. No prophet can steal anything. No prophet can take away something that doesn't belong to him, because this tantamounts to zulm. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَغْلُلْ. Whoever defrauds anybody, cheats anybody, يَأْتِ بِمَا غَلَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, then of course, he will have to bring that thing on the day of Qiyamah. And of course, a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can never do such a thing. But look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to teach you and I a lesson, that whoever has to do, perhaps somebody does something like this, then he should understand that if he's going to bring this on the day of Qiyamah, then what's going to happen? ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ. Then every soul shall be paid in full its reward for whatever it had earned. In other words, if you did evil by stealing that, now it is zulam, so that tantamounts to zulam, and this is wrong, this is sinful in Sharia. Then on that day of Qiyamah, you also will be rewarded with evil. And then Allah says, you made zulam, so on that day, وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ, you also will not be oppressed, you won't be mazloom. What that means, you deserve this punishment now. Because you stole, so you deserve, you rightfully deserve this punishment, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mete out this punishment, and He will give you this punishment in full. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ كَمَنْ بَاءَ بِسَخَطٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَأْوَاهُ جَهَنَّمْ. Tell me, is that person who follows the ridwan, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, he does all those things that bring or demand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. So he does all good things, khairat. Can he be like that person who has returned with anger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whose abode is Jahannam, whose final destination and abode is Jahannam? No, they can never be equated. They are never the same. وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ. What an evil place is Jahannam. So Allah is now telling you that from here you should understand, if they aren't the same, هُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. There's darajat by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are in ranks, in different positions by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jannah has ranks, Jannah has darajat, Jahannam has darakat. Jahannam also has ranks and stages. So based on the deeds of a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put, or will admit that person into a daraja in Jannah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for al-firdaws al-a'la, the highest daraja in Jannah. So you do good, then of course Allah will give you Jannah. And if you do bad, based on what you do, there are also darajat in Jahannam. And accordingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit that person into Jahannam. Allah protect us from Jahannam. Then Allah says, وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah is watchful. Allah sees what they do. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the believers that what a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the believers, إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah says, look at this favor of mine. There can be no favor like this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a messenger to you from amongst yourselves. What a ni'mah is this? If a messenger came from some other tribe, from the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was from among the Arab. So let's suppose the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sallam was a foreigner and he was not Arab, he was an Ajami, then this would have been difficult for them because they wouldn't be able to understand the Quran, the language. They wouldn't be able to associate with the Prophet and talk to him because he's speaking in some foreign language. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from amongst themselves. So this is a great ni'mah because now they can converse with him, they can talk to him, they can understand his word. Yatlu alayhim ayati. And what does this messenger does? So these are the few wadaif of the messenger, the missions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was tasked with. Number one, yatlu alayhim ayati. Recite to the people the verses of the Quran. So they can read it, they can understand it. Wa yuzakkihim. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission was that he is going to become the means of purification. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will purify them. And he will order them to do good, he will command them to do good, he will prohibit them from doing evil, and this will become a means of their purification from shirk, because they will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stop doing the shirk that they were doing. Number three, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will teach them the kitab wal-hikmah. Kitab means the Quran, wal-hikmah means the wisdom that refers to his sunnah. So that people will learn Quran and sunnah, and there can be no better guidance than this, following Quran and sunnah. وَإِن كَانُوا مِن قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah says, and listen, not long before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's arrival, these people were indeed in open error. They were in open misguidance. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to them, so Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then guided them. So can there be any greater favor upon the believers other than sending Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a prophet from amongst themselves? This is where Allah says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ. They consider this to be a great favor from my side. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to follow Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.